Now, home-baked bread is one of the best treats, but between kneading and proofing and resting, it takes a lot of time and work, right? Our next guest says it doesn't have to. He says you can bake beautiful artisan loaves every day with only 5 minutes of active work time. You can join the Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234. How often do you bake your own bread, if at all? Do you have a favorite kind of bread to make at home? Did you take up bread baking during the pandemic? Or are you like me and you think it's just too much work, even though it's yummy? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jeff Hertzberg is the co-founder of the baking website breadin5.com. He's co-author of the latest cookbook, The Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day, Favorite Recipes from Bread in 5. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Rob, thanks for having me. This is fantastic.
Before we get into baking the bread, now you're a doctor who ended up being a cookbook author, and I guess NPR was part of the road from doctor to cookbooks. What happened?
Yeah, so I called into a radio show, 22 years ago on Lynn Rosetta Casper's NPR show, the Splendid Table, and an editor was listening and heard me bragging about this method I'd come up with for storing bread dough in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. And that makes it storable and it makes it easy for people to do. And basically it led to 8 cookbooks. I met a chef who was interested in doing co-authoring it with me, Zoe Francois, who now has her own TV show on the Magnolia Network called Zoe Bakes. So it's been an incredible, sort of a odyssey. I still do medical work. This was a really fun project I did in the last 18 years. I probably spent 5 or 10 of them doing this stuff.
Now, you just mentioned your secret, and you start this new book with the secret that's, you know, it's not a big secret anymore. It's on your website and everywhere. The key, because I think, I'm going to bake a loaf of bread. Well, it's an all-day project today if I want to do that. If we do some premeditated dough making, that makes it a lot easier. Talk about this basic idea that makes the bread baking easier.
Yeah, so the secret, if it's a secret, and it isn't anymore, is if you use enough moisture in the dough, if it's a high moisture dough, first of all, you don't have to knead it. And I didn't invent that. There are a lot of no-knead recipes out there, and they all do depend on a certain level of high moisture at a certain optimal level. It's not so liquidy that you need to do it in a pan or something to contain it. It'll hold its shape, and you can use it for pizza. But it turns out you can store it. The basic white dough recipe, you can store for up to 2 weeks. The whole grains, which I make a lot of these days, the 100% whole grain, probably want to keep that to 5 days before it gets denser. But I like it. I like my breads dense, personally. If people don't like that as well, they can sort of don't store them as long. Also, you can freeze it. This kind of dough freezes very well. It's very forgiving. Traditional dry doughs they're not as forgiving. They lose their ability to continue to rise after a day or so.
But that fridge time is key. If I follow your plan, Jeff, I'm going to make a bunch of dough, more than one loaf's worth,
right,
store it in the fridge or freezer as the case may be, and then cut off a little bit at a time, a loaf's worth at a time. And then for that day, I actually make the bread, only 5 minutes of work that day.
That's exactly it. If you divide the time for that you mixed it and you only cleaned up one time and put it in the fridge, it is about 5 minutes a day of active time. It obviously takes about a half hour in the oven to bake a loaf, although flatbreads will bake in about 6 to 10 minutes. One thing I like to talk about is the only thing that really distinguishes this method is storage. And if you don't store the dough, if you don't kind of stagger your batches, it definitely doesn't develop that sourdough flavor that people are looking for. I like to use it. It really improves to my taste buds after about 2 or 3 days. Some people find 14 days is too long. I like it at that point. But it definitely does better if you store it a bit. So definitely do that.
Talking to Jeff Hertzberg, co-author of the new cookbook, The Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day, Favorite Recipes from Bread in 5. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about this super top secret bread baking method? Do you have tricks of your own, a favorite kind of bread you like to make? or a bread fail to share with us. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. By the way, we've got some recipes from Jeff over at WPR.org/Food Friday, including the master recipe, the basic bread dough recipe. We'll talk about that in a bit. Let's bring out a caller now. Tracy is with us in Muskego. Tracy, hi.
Hello there.
What do you want to tell us about, Tracy?
So I just wanted to chime in and let you guys know that I actually became a sourdough baker just this winter. I had a starter that I had received from someone, and it was a dry starter, and I put it in my refrigerator way back when the pandemic started and kind of forgot about it. And in January of this year, I said, you know what, why not? Let's try. And we got it going, and the starter has been wonderful, and it's worked great. And we've had about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 loaves so far that I bake. I bake about once a week. And it's amazingly easy. And it's, I've actually, as I was waiting to come on, I heard your guest talking about the dough in the refrigerator. And I just this last week made a loaf that way, where I had the dough in the refrigerator for about 2.5 days before I baked it. And it did give a much better flavor, a little bit different. Huh. But it's amazing. And we're hooked now.
Tracy,
it's our life now.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You could share the bread with us sometime, too. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Jeff, I don't think you're going to try to talk anybody out of using a sourdough starter. If I read your book right, you don't so much.
Well, so it depends on what you want, how you want to spend your time. So our original recipe was a way of getting some of that sourdough flavor. And I won't say it's exactly the same, but you get some of that sourdough flavor without having to maintain a starter. Now, that said, in one of our later books, we did include a sourdough recipe, and we included an updated version of our version of true sourdough in the Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day. And it's also on our website, which is breadin5.com, where I'm still answering questions myself if people have questions. There are also a bunch of troubleshooting tips on the sourdough, because until you get a little bit experienced, it's a little bit more finicky. It's definitely more finicky than our method is fail safe. They'll get it right the first time. Sourdough, I think, takes a bit of practice, but yeah, it's delicious. If you want to invest a little more time in it, it's not quite 5 minutes a day.
Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. Before we go back to our callers, let's check out the master recipe. Again, it's at WPR.org/Food Friday. It's that basic dough recipe you were just talking about. Talk about some of the ingredients on there. How fussy do we need to be about what kind of flour and yeast we use and that kind of thing?
So the answer is not fussy at all. It's a basic white loaf. It calls for supermarket white flour, all purpose, not bread flour, or you do need a little more water, about 1/4 to 1/3 cup more water if you use bread flour. You don't have to have it. And the reason we focused on all purpose was that virtually everybody has that in the house already. Bread flour creates sort of a more chewy texture, which a lot of people like. I don't think it's necessary. The key to the success of this loaf is the moisture. And if you use bread flour or one of the premium flours that's higher in protein, you need to use a little bit more water, 1/4 cup to 1/3. Actually, just to let people know, King Arthur all-purpose flour is a good flour, but it takes a little more water. And we have more about that in our the frequently asked questions on the website. Gives some specifics. It's also, of course, in the books. If you go to breadin5.com, questions, FAQs, there's an entry in there about flour varieties. It's number 6 on there. We give you a bunch of different liquid adjustments, but if you get a basic flour from the supermarket like General Mills All Purpose or the supermarket's brand of All Purpose, you don't have to change the water. It's just white flour, any kind of granulated yeast, salt, and we use a coarse salt if you're otherwise, it doesn't measure quite right. You use a little bit less if you're using table salt, but kosher salt or other coarse salt, and then water. So 4 ingredients.
We're talking to Jeff Hertzberg, co-founder of the baking site Bread in 5. He's with us today to talk about his latest cookbook, The Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day, favorite recipes from Bread in 5. Find that recipe, the master recipe for bread dough, and a couple other recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite breads to bake at home? Do you make a pizza dough or make lots? So much you have to make calzones, even if you weren't planning to. That happened to me once. Desserts, yeasted desserts. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation. Maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation with Jeff Hertzberg about his latest cookbook, The Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day, favorite recipes from Bread in Five. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your bread baking hits and or misses. Your questions for our guest, call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. Laura is with us in Kenosha County. Laura, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about a nice little story for me. Well, not nice. About 20 years ago, maybe, I was at the library and I found Garden Way Publishing's The Bread Book, a very old book by Ellen Fesky Johnson. And it had a section in it about sourdough bread. And so I followed the instructions and I started making sourdough bread starter, and I had so much fun doing it. But then I forgot some in the fridge. So I went to use it, and it smelled kind of off. But I thought, oh, heck, I'll use it anyway. But I didn't save any of it. And it was the best sourdough bread I could ever even imagine. And it was gone. You can't recreate it. You know, it's like forever. So,
Laura, can't you make a new starter and then forget about it for a couple of years?
You know, I don't know if it would turn out the same, but it's worth a try because it was wonderful.
Laura, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Jeff, with your starter doughs or your doughs, it's kind of a user to lose it scenario, right? We can't forget about it for a long time and hope to get good bread out of that.
That's right. But here's the thing. You usually can bring it back to life. And I'm not a big believer in the idea that there's some secret microbacterial culture that you had. The microorganisms that create that flavor and create that sourdough effect, they're actually in the flour. Flour isn't a sterile product. It's not really in the air. And the other thing that a lot of people have been sort of debunking is the idea that there's something specific about San Francisco sourdough or Alaska sourdough. You can make great sourdough anywhere. The microorganisms are in the flour, and you can usually bring it back. The other thing, what I usually do when I'm on a jag of making actual sourdough, I'll do a process called drying out, which is I know I won't be able to feed it for a while, so I'll put a whole bunch of flour in it, as much as you possibly can, before it gets crumbly. And then you just cover that and put it in the fridge. Always leave a little airspace, by the way, because especially if it's in glass, it can actually explode from the fermentation, which we have a picture of on our website. Nobody was injured. That's good. But the glass did shatter. Frankly, you should use plastic. It's probably safer. You can always bring it back to life. And I think that the caller should try again. You can get that flavor back. I don't think it really was because you forgot about it for a couple of years.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. All right, Jeff, suppose I've got my fridge full of dough to make my bread a day or however often I make it. Now, am I just like throwing a lump on and it's going to come out the shape of a bread loaf? Or can I take that basic master recipe and do, you know, funky forms and shapes?
You can literally do any of the shapes in the book, including pizza, including flatbread like pita. You could be sloppy. And sometimes when I'm in a hurry and I'm going to be using it not for company, I'll literally just take it out of the refrigerator, shape it very roughly, drop it on either a piece of parchment paper or a pizza peel covered with cornmeal, and it'll be a completely odd shape. And I kind of don't care for certain things. You can make a round boule, which is French for ball, the ball-shaped bread. You can make a baguette. You can make a loaf pan bread for sandwiches. The resting times are different with these. The basic boule is a 1-pounder. If you can go 40 minutes, that's great. 90 minutes of resting. This is passive time now. That's even better. 90 minutes for a big loaf pan bread to let it warm up and expand a bit. Now, if you're making a flatbread or a really skinny baguette, you don't need all that, you don't need all that time. You can go 20 minutes, or for a flatbread, it can be basically immediate. You can just roll it out, top it with pizza toppings, and throw it into the oven.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Jeff Hertzberg, co-author of The Best of Artisan Bread and 5 Minutes a Day Favorite Recipes from Bread in Five. Let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Ruth is with us in Eau Claire. Ruth, hi.
Hi. Thank you. I'm wondering what your experience is working with spelt flour, because we're having a lot of success working with it within our own home, and I find that it's just easier for us to digest it. We don't get, we have a little bit of sensitivity to gluten, and it doesn't seem to trigger that as much as like an all-purpose flour will.
And are you making bread with your spelt flour there, Ruth?
Yeah, absolutely, and muffins and whatever else, dumplings, whatever.
Thanks for the call. Glad you're enjoying it. Jeff, you look at a variety of grains in the book. Did you get into spelt?
Yeah, we did, but we didn't put the spelt in The Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day. It's a little bit more finicky for stored bread dough like ours. So in an earlier book called The New Healthy Bread in 5 Minutes a Day, a lot of our books, we have 8 of them now, have been responses to people who wrote in on breadin5.com, like the caller, and said, could I use spelt? And so we started experimenting with spelt, and we found you could do it. The gluten isn't quite as strong. There isn't quite as much gluten as wheat flour. And we do hear reports that some people who don't have great experience health-wise with regular wheat flour will use spelt. Now, be really careful. Spelt is a wheat variety. People who have celiac disease cannot eat spelt. But people who just don't like or don't get great sort of sensations from regular all-purpose flour have used spelt. You've got to adjust the water. We've got the adjustments in New Healthy Bread in 5 Minutes a Day. It's delicious. It's an ancient grain that apparently the Romans were using spelt, not wheat. And all this sort of pizzas that came down the line in Italy were actually made with spelt. So it's a great product. It's not available everywhere. It's not for celiacs, but it definitely makes good bread.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Lori now in Madison. Lori, hello.
Hi. I was wondering if with any of your recipes, if a bread machine can be used, or are bread machines obsolete now?
Do you have a, before you go, Lori, do you have a bread machine?
Yes, I do.
And you use it?
No, I have not in a very long time.
Maybe it is obsolete in your house. Jeff, your thoughts on bread machines as an option?
So that was one of the first things I thought of buying when I wanted to make homemade bread all the time. And it definitely works. People have asked us, could we mix the dough in the bread machine? The answer is yes. But then the question of, can you bake the dough in the... So our dough is very wet. And my only concern with the bread machine is that it's a closed system with a sort of a cover around it. And I worry that the moisture might not dissipate. We've gotten all different reports on that. Some people have said our dough works great. First of all, you have to make a smaller batch. Ours makes, because we're storing it and breaking off pieces, it's 4 pounds of dough. And I know the bread machine won't handle 4 pounds, probably 2 pounds is the max. It'll take some experimentation, but it'll probably work. But since our approach was a way to basically avoid the bread machine, we've never really tested it ourselves. But my guess is it'll work at least on some level, certainly for mixing the dough, a smaller batch. You can always break our big recipe in half if you don't need quite so much dough around.
Lori, good luck. We'll go to Carrie now in West Bend. Carrie, hi.
Hi. I am so glad to hear this author on the radio. I have his book, and we make his bread, and it's so easy. I am not a baker, and to rip off a hunk of bread and put it a little bit on a pizza peel with some cornmeal and have that smell come out of my oven 40 minutes later is incredible. So I love his method. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, Carrie, do you usually make like the master recipe and just go with that, or have you found a funky variety that you like?
We just use the master recipe. My husband loves to make bread, and I bought him this book. I had the book before, and somehow I lost it, but I bought it again for him for Christmas, and it took a little arm twisting, but that's the only kind of bread he makes now. We'll just add our own nuts and seeds to the master recipe. We're not there's just nothing. And we make them small, so because they're best when they're just warm and fresh out of the oven, and then they can be gone in a day. So we just make small little loaves, and they're wonderful. I love that method.
Carrie, thanks a lot for sharing that. Jeff, let's talk about adding nuts and seeds. Do you have favorites or recommendations on ways to get the most out of them?
Yeah, I mean, so long as you're relatively conservative, you can put just about anything in. In the basic master recipe, I very often, even whether or not I'm using rye, I'll put a tablespoon and a half of caraway in a 4-pound batch. But you can probably double that. You probably put a quarter cup if you really like it, up to a half a pound of chopped nuts, especially with raisins, is fantastic in our rye dough. We have a recipe for that in one of the earlier books. Best of doesn't have that. You know, somebody's going to call in and say, which book should I get? And the answer is, it depends what you like. If you want to come to the website, breadandfive.com, you can sort of figure out. And we also can answer questions about what's in each one. The latest book really is a smattering of everything. And I just, only reason I mentioned this, it doesn't have the nuts and raisins in it. A lot of people like that.
Thanks for that call. And Jeff, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob. This has been so fun.
That was Jeff Hertzberg, co-founder of the Bread in Five website. We've been talking about his latest cookbook. It's called The Best of Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day. Favorite recipes from Bread in Five. Hey, we've got some recipes that he shared with us. I'll find a link to the cookbook and those recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. There's that master recipe for the dough. A couple more that we didn't even have time to get into. Pizza margarita, so how to make the pizza dough. And a recipe for what to put on top of it. And then a raspberry brioche braid. That looks pretty cool. A little more complicated. Find those all at WPR.org/Food Friday.